watching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jill Metter. She's back.
I am back. Happy Thursday.
That doesn't sound like your normal.
Happy Thursday. I'm trying.
Jill just got back from the Oklahoma State FFA convention, and we'll have more on that in just a little bit. But I think almost everybody in western Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle got some rain last night. It was great.
There was water standing in our driveway.
Yeah, so, and it was good. So it might have been just a couple of tents. Some guys, one of my friends up there in the Grimes area, he's neighbors to the secret weapon. And anyway, he got 9 tenths, and I've heard half inch here, 8 tenths there. So anyway, it was good. More chances coming up this afternoon. So let's check out what the temperatures are. 70 at Slapout, 72 at the May Ranch, 68 at Helena, 66 at Arnett, 64 at Cheyenne, 64 at Hollis, 67 at Hobart, and out here in the eastern Texas Panhandle, about the same, 67 at Lipscomb, 62 at Dozer, 60 at McLean, and 64 at Odell. Okay, we got a little different show today. We're not going to get too much into the cattle and grain markets because they reversed on me yesterday during the show, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. I thought I had computer problems, but they announced that Ukraine had launched a couple of drones at the Kremlin, and it reversed the wheat market. And I think I can check it real quick.
Seems kinda
like
crazy.
It's up 56 today, so it's up over 828. Cotton's just the opposite. I want to find out what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. your first state convention.
My first and last, actually. Yeah, I got to go one time and one time only, but it was a lot of fun. You know, the convention is 2 days, and honestly, by the end of the 2 days, you feel like a week has passed. Like, I woke up this morning and I was like, is it Sunday or like something? I'm like, no, it's Thursday, but it seems like a week has passed.
Right.
Just because you do so much while you're there.
Did you get to meet a lot of people?
I did get to meet a lot of people. So they have 6 general sessions for the convention. That's where they present awards. They have speakers. The state officers they present all kinds of business things. There's just a little bit of everything at those sessions. And then on top of the sessions, you can go to workshops. They have a variety of different workshops. They're usually like an hour long. I think they had like 6 different ones each day. You could kind of pick and choose which ones you wanted to go to. And then on top of that, they also had what they call the expo. Basically, lots of Oklahoma companies, and not just Oklahoma, but a lot of agriculture-related companies or businesses set up booths. And that was at the Cox Business Center. And so they set up booths, and you could walk around. There were a lot of, like, boutiques in there. You could buy stuff. You could talk to people about internships or jobs or just even just to learn something. So there's a little bit of everything.
I bet OSU was there, I bet.
Yes. They had a Ferguson College of Agriculture booth. They had an undergraduate admissions booth. They had an Institute of Technology booth. And then they had several Greek Life booths also. So they had quite a few. My brother and I, we stopped by several of them. I can't even remember. We went by the Mezzanet one.
Was Gary there?
Yes. Yep. There was just so much to do there, honestly.
Right.
Yep. And then I went to the OAEC workshop and got to see some of the people that I went to D.C. with a few weeks ago. And I got to talk with them again. So they did a electrical cooperative workshop for FFA kids.
And you were already ahead of the game.
I was like, I already know this, but I'm here to learn a little bit more. So
what did you learn?
Well,
more.
We learned a little bit more about broadband. Do you remember, we kind of had this conversation,
right?
that was kind of one of the bigger topics that was talked about in D.C. was broadband, but right. I'm not an expert on that. You could talk.
But you're getting closer.
And so we actually got to look at like broadband fiber, and there was somebody there who was associated with, I believe, the Stillwater Electrical Cooperative, which I believe is called Central Rural. And they were there kind of talking about how it works and stuff, which is pretty cool.
Now you see why they get mad when you cut into their fiber.
Yeah, I get it. So, I get it now.
Yeah, you get it now. Yeah. It's not just a wire in
the
ground.
No, it's like glass. It's glass.
It's the link. It's a link between. It's a major link.
Yeah, it really is. And I think the highlight of state convention, for me anyway, last night was awesome. For State of Faith degree recipients, they get to sit on the floor for the very last night. There were 708 seniors this year that received their State of Faith degree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a lot from out here.
Yes. There's a lot from Western Oklahoma. Western Oklahoma is very well represented. And being on the floor, it's super fun because you get to be really involved and get to talk to everybody. And it's super fun. And so
you're not up in the nosebleed section.
No. No, it's really cool. And so you're right there in the middle of all of it. And so all of us got our plaques, we got our charms, we got to go up on stage, get a picture. They announced our names. And then we got to go take pictures with, I think I took a million pictures.
I seen the picture of you and our other partner in crime.
Yes, me and Jancy. So I actually ran into her as I was walking out of the BOK Center. I ran into the merit people as I was walking out with my parents. And Case Carlson was the first person I saw because he's like 6'4".
Tall,
I'm like,
yeah.
I could spot him from a mile away. So yeah. I saw him. I was like, oh, look, here's the rest of the merit people. And so Jancy was like facing like to the side kind of. And I was like, hey. And she turned around. And she was like, oh, hi. Hi. She was so excited to see me. And it was awesome. We got a good picture together.
Yeah,
so,
it was awesome. Yeah, because I'm going to post them on the KCO Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time. And then huge shout out to one of my favorite people in the entire world because she deserves it. My college roommate, Clara Duncan, she was running for a state office, which is state reporter, and she
got
it. She got it done.
Yes.
And I think I was more excited for her than she was. It was kind of funny because she was like running from the stands because all the candidates are sitting in the stands like towards the bottom. And when they call their name, they like run. Like, I mean, like dead sprint. You would have thought a bear was chasing her. She was running towards the stage as fast as possible. She got to the stairs and she was halfway up the stairs. She lost both of her shoes, tripped on the last step.
Did you get this on video?
So I was freaking out, and I was like, I was videoing, but I was freaking out so much that when she tripped, I didn't get it. But I got the part where she like picked up her shoes, was still running across the stage, and like ran into the girl and hugged her. And I was like, wow, that was something. Yeah, I was like, you don't need shoes, just leave the shoes.
Go on, just go.
Yeah, just go. Yeah. It was super awesome.
Well, yeah, big congratulations to her.
Yep.
To become a state officer, that's awesome.
It's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
Yep. She's from Chickasha, in case y'all didn't know. She's from Chickasha. Yep.
Yeah, and you guys are going to be roommates at Stillwater.
We are. I think I just got promoted to, like, assistant or something.
there was a lot of a lot of speakers up there.
Yes, there was.
And I'm sure you guys either... You know, you can listen to so many speakers, but before the show, you and Brent was talking about one of the speakers. Who was that?
Her name was Jane Herlong. This was like 2 days ago. I'm trying to remember. I just remember when she spoke, it was very engaging. Like, I was just sitting there. You know, some speakers, you get tired of listening to them, and you just kind of, like, zone out a little bit.
Right.
I don't think I zoned out once while she was speaking.
What was she talking about?
It was kind of more like life lessons, just basic knowledge, leadership things. I'd have to go back. I have notes in my booklet, in my FFA jacket,
I bet you're that thick.
Yeah.
Knowing you.
Yeah, but she was super awesome. She had so many stories to tell, and... she always had a point to make about each story that she told, which I thought was super cool. And she had this way of like just connecting with the audience, making us laugh, and really just keeping us on the edge of our seat. She was really awesome. And then last night, the closing speaker, his name was Houston Kraft. He's a famous speaker that travels all across the nation. He goes to schools and speaks a lot. His main message was about kindness is a habit and not an act. Like, it's not just something you should act upon. It should be a habit. And
right.
when you have habits, I mean, as people, we like our routines. We like our habits.
Right.
And so when you make kindness a habit, you do it more often. That
well,
was kind of his
like
main.
It soaked in with you.
Yeah.
You remembered it.
Hey, I was sitting there on the floor. I was on the edge of my seat the whole night.
Oh, yeah. You was up front row.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Well, speaking of the convention, you know, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour,
mm-hmm.
brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And up there at the convention, they were the sponsors. Oklahoma Farm Bureau was the sponsors of the 97th Oklahoma FFA State Convention. And I seen where they gave out a big check for $50,000
yes.
to the foundation.
Yes, and they were not the only one either. There were several big companies
right.
in Oklahoma that have donated
right.
generously to the FFA.
Well, it's very important. You guys are very important to us.
It's a great program. I always say if you want your kid to be involved in anything in high school, put them in FFA. And it's not just because you, like, don't put – FFA is not about all about agriculture. Like, some people, they see the FFA and they're like, oh, future farmers. And, in fact – I ran into a lady in our hotel elevator that was like, are y'all at a school event? She just saw
you
the jacket.
You showing cows?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, we're at the state FFA convention. She was like, so are y'all like literally like future farmers? And I was like, kind of, but it's more than that. FFA is more, it's more like a leadership opportunity than just you have to do something in agriculture. Yes, it is surrounded by agriculture, but when you put your kid in FFA, you know that you are giving them opportunities and more than that, opportunities to succeed.
Well, I think five of our U.S. representatives and senators that are from Oklahoma right now, if I remember right, five of those, what is it, eight? It'd be eight total?
Mm-hmm.
Five of those were in FFA.
Yep.
You know, I know Frank Lucas was. Mark Wayne or Mullen was,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember. I looked this up once here a while back, so anyway, can't remember right off the top of my head. I know U.S. Representative Stephanie Bice. I don't think she was, but she went to OSU. Does that count?
That counts. That counts. I'll take it. Yeah.
So anyway, so it counts. But as Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus, our work and efforts began of agriculture as we work to ensure state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, abundant food in the world. And that's brought to you, that's why they represent. I'm wearing their hat mm-hmm. today.
I forgot mine.
You forgot yours.
Sorry.
Monty. Check her out on Facebook. She's holding her hand over
Monty
the hat.
Got my pokes on today.
Anyway, so it sounds like you guys had a great time.
It was awesome. Considering it was my first and last convention, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
pretty
they
memorable.
Gave out, what you and I talked this morning, they gave out 30 star, with the big scholarship. Was it 30?
Star
Farmer?
Farmers? Yes,
State Farmer.
Yep.
Is that right? Yep.
Somewhere. Star Farmer Awards.
Yep. The kid from one of the cat.
They were like $31,000
in scholarship.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why they got to have people like Oklahoma Farm Bureau and Western
mm-hmm.
Equipment and all those other people that help out with that deal up
yes,
there.
Yes. We had so many sponsors. I think every single thing at that convention was sponsored by somebody or something.
Yeah.
Some in Oklahoma.
Well, unlike 40 something years ago when I was in FFA. You know, nowadays, yes, stock shows, cattle, sheep, it's still an ongoing thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's still like you're going to do your best, but there's so much going on in FFA that wasn't going on when I was there. You know, you got your meat judging. Now, we did livestock judging. We didn't do a whole lot of speeches, but speech is going on. Addie Snaberger from Carnegie.
Yes.
Man, she's been on a roll the last two
yes.
years, speeches and that deal she just did. What was it when you looked at?
Agriculture Education Proficiency Award.
Yeah, she got
that.
And anyway, so it's awesome. and FFA's got it going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to take 2 weeks off from school next year to come out and help me interview these kids again.
I can do that.
So anyway, well, we're going to take Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and when we come back, we have Mr. Brent Brewer and Terrell Coffee. Did I get that right? I got that right. From the American Farmers and Ranch coming in here, and we're going to talk about mental health and illness within our agriculture community. So when we come back, we'll have our update from the weather out in the Texas Panhandle. And second break, Jill will be talking about somebody's forecast up in northwest Oklahoma. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mickey asked the questions. He wanted to make sure things were properly insured as far as values, not to be too high necessarily. You know, a lot of people are probably going to try to get them on up there where the premium's higher, and Mickey wasn't that way. He wanted real values, didn't want me paying any more premium than I needed to pay, but wanted me properly insured. If you start missing things by $1,000 or $10,000, that adds up in a hurry. Either you'll be underinsured and you'll be disappointed, or you're going to be overinsured and paying too much premium anyways. And Mickey made it a point that we nailed it on the head on every little last piece that I had. He took the time to do that. He made sure it was right. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it, just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Jimmy Clark does not own a stove, oven, or a microwave because revenge is a dish best served cold. Drew Cobb here with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 28th. 543 head were sold, 10 head of steers at 468 brought 247, 6 at 497 brought 252, 12 at 533 brought 222, 8 at 543 brought 230, 3 at 555 brought 241, 4 at 616 brought 228, 7 at 766 brought 204, 3 head of heifers at 492 brought 230, 4 at 530 brought 219, 4 at 616 brought 213 at 640. 8 brought 180, 9 at 687 brought 191, 3 at 757 brought 180, 8 at 794 brought 175, butcher cows were 20 to 98.50, butcher bulls brought 68 to 126, bred cows were 900 to 1535, pairs brought 1350 to 2400. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call up old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095. And did you know Jimmy Clark and Papa Willie own a unicycle?
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know I could pop a wheelie on a unicycle?
No.
Neither did I.
Oh, okay.
So, Drew, he's getting pretty good at the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma livestock. Between him and my guest yesterday from Germany, we had a blast. So,
I'm kind of sad I missed that.
Let's see what's happening in Childress, Texas. Humidity is 94%. Dew point is 60. Wind is out of the southwest at 14 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 19. Peak wind gust today was 33, and I'm sure that's when those storms rolled through about 3 this morning. So far, month to date, precipitation, which is pretty good for Childress, they have 0.43 inches of rain so far this month. 8-inch soil temperature is 65 degrees. Something happening over there in Custer County sometime?
Yes, it is actually tonight at 6:30 p.m. You can join the Custer County Cattlemen's Association at the Custer County Fairgrounds for a free dinner and presentation. It is a legislative update and industry news by Michael Kelsey, which is the OCA Executive Vice President. It does say RSVP by May 1st, so if you didn't RSVP, but you can probably still show up.
I bet so.
Because I'm going to say,
we know people in Oklahoma.
Us people in Oklahoma, we have good hospitality.
Yeah, and then also from OSU, I got an email from Mr. Cook up there at Roger Mills County, Danny. Their wheat extension test plot tour has been canceled. The drought got them in Roger Mills County. So it's been canceled for today. And so anyway, we got that going on. And then I got more going on in Wichita County. Tomorrow, it's at the music farms down here between Sentinel and Retrop. They got that. But more on that later on in the show. Well, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Brent Brewer and Terrell Coffee from the American Farmers and Ranchers Co-op. Did I get that right?
You did.
I got it right. Closer to you. The mic, please.
How's that?
And yeah, there we go. And anyway, you guys came in. You drove from where? Tell me again. Three hours.
I'm up from God's country, up near where your wife is from.
Oh, yeah, that's right, up around Billings, and that's not Montana. And because you know my in-laws.
I know your in-laws, and, you know, Jimmy, there's two things good that come out of Billings, Oklahoma.
Governor Bellman's one.
No. Highway 15 and our wives.
Oh, gotcha. All right, so you got me there.
Yeah.
Because I knew him before I met Sandy. Governor Bellman comes from Billings, Oklahoma.
Yes.
And everybody's like, where's Billings? Only thing I could tell them is there's a Dairy Queen truck stop on I-35.
That's right.
And you go 5 miles west.
5 miles west. And if you blink, you miss it.
Yeah, because you asked me when you was out here at the Elk City Farm and Home Expo show that, you know, we was talking anyway. You know Karen and Bruce.
Oh, yeah.
Durkee. That's my in-laws.
Very
from
well.
There. Yeah. So anyway, and they can pick the show up right there. And
yeah.
So, from Woodward. So it's very good. And yeah. Then I got Mr. Terrell Coffee. You're from Hinton, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, anyway, it was interesting talking to you at the farm show here. And, you know, it's not talked about a lot, and it needs to be talked a lot more about. And, you know, we're just, you know, get used to who you are, you guys are. You know, you was telling us during the break that your first class at OSU was with Frank Lucas, and Frank Lucas has his FFA jacket in his office there and all that stuff. So, you know what we're about here in Oklahoma.
Yes.
But mental illness, mental health, it's a major thing.
Yeah. I'll go back to the beginning. Terrell and I served on a policy committee for American Farmers and Ranchers. And like your guest yesterday, he served in a class after us. And that kind of bonds you with somebody. Scott Blueball asked if they would take some training. And I said, yeah, I'd be glad to do that if you'd let me. He said, I already got your name written down. And Terrell went with me. We went down to Savannah. And we spent about 3 days of hard training down there to learn how to diagnose, to learn how to recognize, and to learn how to treat and get people help when they need to do it, to get people to open up. The big thing you have to do is get the people to open up to admit. It's kind of like being an alcoholic. A lot of people say, I'm not an alcoholic, I just drink a lot of beer.
Right.
Well, if you're having the problems, and it doesn't always have to be financial, it could be a numerous amount of things. And with that, we came home from that, and Terrell and I didn't think it was going to be a really big job. But how long were we landed back in Oklahoma, Terrell, and you got your first call?
We landed, what, 7 o'clock in the evening, 7 o'clock the next morning. I had my first
12
call.
Hours.
Yeah, 12 hours, and Terrell got called. And go ahead. You want to talk about that? Tell a little bit about it?
Well, you know, going into it, and we talked about FFA. I go back to my FFA roots. Through FFA, accomplished pretty much everything I've ever done goes back to that. But along with that, it gives you the desire to want to help others.
Yes, it does.
And that was my idea when I went to Savannah as well. You know, if I could help some of my neighbors, then it's a good thing. And like I said, I was totally not prepared to get a call 12 hours after I got back, but it was a situation that it worked out well.
Great.
And kind of bonded with the individual, and everything turned out real good. But you know when we think about mental health, if we've got a problem, if I got a sinus infection, I'm going to go see my local doctor. And I don't think anything about it, and we talk about it. But mental health has been a subject that people just don't want to talk about it. They don't want to bring it to a level of conversation. And it's really not any different than a sinus infection. It's right. Something. It's something that is treatable. It can be treated, and people are finally starting to recognize, hey, this is something we need to look at, and something we can do something about.
Yeah. I've noticed it more and more last, probably since 2010, and I've noticed how people, my friends, some of my friends, some people I just know who they are, whatever. Well, the droughts really stress people, and it's not just waiting on a rain. That's not what I mean. A drought, yes, we need rainfall. But when you start talking about like the last couple of years here, we've been really dry. There's no water in the ponds. People are struggling financially because they can't afford the hay's gone up so much. They can't afford to buy hay for their cattle. And they don't want to sell their cows because they're stubborn. Or they got these genetics they want to keep. And I understand that. I'm the same way. I'm no different than they are. But they, and then when you sell your cattle, your cows, you make your land payment or whatever, make your note payment, but you don't have anything to make it next year. So you start worrying, and it starts getting to you. And that's just one thing of mentally that you're worried about. If it don't rain, I can't plant a crop. And you know, you're stressing about that. And how am I going to afford to pay all this crazy prices that we had since COVID, you know, chemicals and fertilizer, three times higher than they normally are. And I mean, that's not all what all mental, you know, it could be a lot more things going on at home personally, and it all adds up, and it's struggle. I mean, am I on the right track?
You are, and a lot of the things up until the last week until we started in rain, we're not out of it yet because
no,
our grass,
but we feel better
yet, but at least we're not having to haul water to the cattle. And, you know, everybody calls me, well, what do I do? Well, you know, and my first thing is sell everything off that you can first, and then work towards the other end, sell everything that's old, and then work towards the middle to let it go. And keep your best things for last to sell, hopefully, because a lot of people say, if I sell out, I may not get back in. They're at the age where they say, you know, it may be time to let the farm go. And I hate to see that because with every generation, I feel like we should probably work towards doubling in size, but that doesn't always happen. And the first thing we got to do is establish, you know, what is it that's bothering? It's not always financial. It's not always weather-related. Sometimes it's an illness in the family. They may be sick with cancer. They may be maybe their spouse or their parent or their hired man. Their son may not be coming back to the family farm because he doesn't want to do that on a lot of cases. And you know, that's why you keep the farm going, is for the next generation.
Right.
And sometimes that doesn't happen. So that does create a problem. I have had a person call me because they just didn't know what to leave the farm to.
Right.
They were keeping it alive, and they were beating their head against the wall trying to keep everything going. They were at 65, 66 years of age, and they could see in the future that there wasn't a grandson coming home. They didn't think that they needed that. So you were military, correct?
Yes.
One out of five guys that have been in the military come home with PTSD.
Yes. At least one out of five.
One out of five, and this is a correlation, one out of five people in general have some type of a mental time in their life when they've had mental mental thoughts, so mental issues. So that is one thing that you have to look at. The correlation, I think, is just there. Just because you're in military, you might have it worse.
Right. So, well, let's stop right here, and we're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and we come back. Her mind's working over here. I can tell it is.
I'm a silent listener. I just sit here and study everything.
Anyway, so we'll be back to talk with more with Brent and Terrell. Jill and I will when we come back. And Jill will have your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle long range forecast for you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracs. We have an automated system that we fuel fracs. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has eight people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Well, I'll use myself as an example. I go in there, I need oil filters for my tractor or something like that. I'll get the oil filter, whatever I need. Any greases for lubing everything up. If I need some electrical fittings or any type of nuts and bolts to fix something that's broke, I can get it there. Any penetrating oils, I mean, just anything that you need, we can get, we have, or we're going to get for you for any type of agriculture or oil field or just working on something around the house, whatever you need. The other three owners, myself, Ronnie Redd, Casey Miller, Brock Kalk, we're all local guys, been here almost all of our lives. We put back into the community. We love Elk City. When you buy through us, you're buying from somebody that's putting it back into the community instead of going to some big corporate office somewhere out of state. We invest back in the schools. We sponsor stuff all the time, different sports and just whatever. Camrock is the name of the company. We've got what you need for your agriculture or oil field industry, whatever you need. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back from this Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. If you got any questions for Brent or Terrell while we're on here, you're more than welcome to text in at 580-225-9697. Miss Jill, do you have me a forecast?
I do. I picked Freedom, Oklahoma today.
Cool.
It is 73 degrees in Freedom. Feels like 73 degrees. Dew point is 57 degrees today. Humidity is 57%. Wind is out of the south at 12 miles an hour, and your sun is going to set at 8:27 p.m. Today, there is a 50% chance of thunderstorms. The high is 76 degrees. Winds are, it's about as windy as it's going to get. Might get a little bit windy, like 13 miles an hour. Tonight, also 50% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 56 degrees. Tomorrow, you can expect a high at 86 degrees. It's going to be partly sunny. Winds out of the northwest, but shifting to the south at 8 miles an hour. Saturday is going to be 90 degrees and sunny. Winds out of the southwest, getting up to 14 miles an hour. Sunday, it's going to be 91 degrees. And Monday, it's going to be 89. So it's going to be pretty warm the next few days.
It's May.
I love it. Summer. I love summer.
It's May. Well, in the studio with us is Mr. Brent Brewer and Terrell Coffey, and they're from the American Farmers and Ranchers Co-op, and we're talking about mental illness with our farmers and ranchers, or just people in general here out here in Oklahoma. And I stopped you there. You just got to the veterans part, and you was talking about that. And there's a lot of farmers and ranchers that are veterans, all the way back to probably still alive today's Korean veterans, I think, pretty close. I know we've lost the majority, if not all, of our World War II veterans. Do you see more issues there on that part with veterans, farmers and ranchers, than you do others, or is it just it's all in one?
I go help with a support group every year of the veterans group in my area. And they'd have a fishing trip that they take. And a lot of times that they do get together, they do go to digging up old bones. And at that time, it does affect some of them. So that's why I go, is to catch those guys. We eat good. We fellowship good. We have a good time because some of us go hunting or fishing. But in the event, at the end of the deal, the next morning when those guys kind of get up, they haven't had a good night's sleep.
Right.
Transition into sleep is one of the things that you really need to watch yourself with. If you're not sleeping well at night, you're probably more prone to have some problem with mental issues.
Okay.
Eating right is another good thing, and taking good vitamins. Vitamin D, sunshine, exercise, all the things that keeps your body healthy will keep your mind healthy. Your mind seems to produce about five or six different chemicals, adrenaline, emotions. It also puts out a chemical that'll cause depression too.
Right.
And there are chemicals that can be prescribed to help you if you go to your doctor and you're having problems with your mental issues. It does help you with that. And I'm not ashamed to send somebody to the doctor if they need some medicine.
Right.
To take care of their issues of keeping their chemicals in balance. So.
Jill, you have something you want to ask?
Yes. What are kind of some of the signs, would you say?
A lot of the signs you see, if you have a neighbor and you ask them, you know, how are you doing today? You're always going to ask them, how are you doing? How are you doing? That's my famous saying.
No, my saying is, how you doing?
Well, how you doing? Yeah, yeah. That is a good question. And if they say, you know, I'm not doing too well today or all this, and they go into their complaining, there's a good chance maybe you may want to call them back the next day. Everybody has a cell phone. You always know your neighbor's cell phone numbers, or I hope you do.
Right.
And it's just good for you to say, hey, you know, how are you doing okay today? Oh, yeah. And hopefully the next day you'll say, oh, things are better today.
Yeah.
Things worked out. I got that thing I had fixed. But if you ever, you know, you notice they're not coming to their churches like they used to, if they're not going to their children's sporting events or their children's school events, or maybe they're not coming back, you know, they're not coming into the coffee shop or the co-op coffee room
The round table, we call it.
Round table discussion, which I love in every small town co-op.
Yeah.
I really do, or small town cafe. And you know the routine about those guys that come into those cafes? They all park in the same spot every day.
And they want the same chair at the same table. Yeah.
And it's routine. They always order the same thing. And from the menu, it's funny how they all do it. We are creatures of habit, farmers are, and that's the truth wherever you go.
Yeah, and, you know, another place to talk about is the sale barns. The sale barns is one of the most social places that farmers and ranchers that are selling cattle, even if they're not selling cattle that day, they're going in there being nosy, wondering what my neighbor got for them heifers. I seen him load up the other day, you know. But seriously, the sale barn is a very good social place. And if they're not going to the sale barn or the cafes, they need to be. You need to check on them.
And that's what you need to check on, is if they have all of a sudden stopped, there's something at home causing them to not come in. And that's one of the things that is a definite show out. The people, a lot of times, just don't, it could be an age thing, could be midlife crisis. It could be a health thing, like I've mentioned before. I have had to rescue a guy that was going through a bad divorce. And
never even thought about that. It's another
Sometimes it's built into your genetics. I had one person who had a traumatic experience that he was in a car wreck, and his brother had died, and he hadn't, and it affected him. Farm transitions is another thing that affects people, you know, because you may have your dad and an uncle who are own a partnership together. Your uncle's kids don't want to come back, but you know what? They want their money. So now they want you to buy out their half of something that can't be split, and it's going to put you in financial turmoil that you know isn't going to pencil out.
And it wants to be kept in the family.
But yet your uncle wants you to have it above. He doesn't want to see it all sold, but to protect your dad's interest, you kind of have to buy out your uncle. And it not only the mention you, but it also affects your spouse.
Yeah.
Because she's being in the group with you. She's a partner in this. So if it doesn't look good, and she knows it's not a good deal, but yet you're kind of forced into it. It's a tough situation.
Yeah.
We have people that in our program that we can help and get you into that to help with that and help with any advice we can do.
So, Terrell, you are out over there because you're being quiet.
I'm doing good. I'm just
checking on you.
I'm taking it all in. You know.
Terrell is my support when I have problems. And there are days when I call Terrell.
We all have those days. Look here. She is wore out.
I'm worn out. I partied too hard.
How many hours is it from here to Tulsa?
A good three. Longer than three.
Well, you must drive pretty fast.
Hey, my dad, when he wants to get home, he wants to get home. Like, there's no stopping him. We stopped to get Whataburger for dinner.
Well, that was home. Good.
Yeah, I was starving. I hadn't eaten like 12 hours, so I was hungry. But 3 hours in a car after convention is.
You should have slept. Did you sleep?
I don't sleep in vehicles very well. I have a hard time sleeping in cars. It's my weakness.
Well, let's take one more Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. And when we come back, Miss Jill will have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. And we'll finish up talking to Mr. Brent Brewer and Terrell Coffee with the American Farmers and Ranchers Co-op. I got too many of these things going on in the deal. And, you know, and I want to tell you a little bit about what I felt as a veteran, you know, what I stressed about. And because I know everybody's got to stress about. And I also got a text message that it's showering south of Triggers.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, so we got some rain moving in. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors?
Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Holbert Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Holbert, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Holbert Farm and Garden.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
A good afternoon and a yippee-ki-yay to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 1st. 1,458 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 267 brought 316. 17 at 629 brought 217. 5 at 702 brought 213. 4 at 765 brought 194. 43 at 819 brought 199. 64 at 848 brought 194. 48 at 954 brought 186. 5 head of heifers at 389 brought 242. 6 at 483 brought 235. 4 at 570. 23 brought 222. 20 at 671 brought 203. 13 at 707 brought 193. 9 at 844 brought 175. 15 at 919 brought 172.50. Butcher cows were 45 to 104. Butcher bulls brought 90 to 128. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71. Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095. And remember, y'all, your name ain't got to be Stewart to be a good steward.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Looks like I just checked the radar, and looks like rain is moving in from the southwest, which is awesome.
Yay, us. I'm so excited.
Yep. What do you got coming in for the Holbert Farm and Garden Long Ranger?
Forecast. Yep. I picked mangum.
Mangum?
Mangum. It is 65 degrees in Mangum. Dew point is 60 degrees today. Humidity is 83%. It went up.
It went up.
Yeah. It went up since I opened it at the beginning of the hour. Wind is out south at 9 miles an hour. Your sun is going to set at 8:24 p.m. That is my favorite statistic. Today, there's a 70% chance of thunderstorms. High is 82 degrees. Winds are going to stay out of the south, getting up to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, low is 55 degrees. It's going to be mostly clear. Winds are going to stay out of the south. Tomorrow, you can expect a high of 94 degrees, and it's going to be sunny. That's a big jump from going, like 60 today and, like, 95 tomorrow. Yeah. And then Saturday, it's also going to be 94 degrees. Sunday, there's a 20% slight chance of thunderstorms, and the high is 95 degrees, and then Sunday night it's going to be 59 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms.
Awesome. I was looking through some of these text messages during me from Tradio.
Yeah.
You know the pattern I've noticed?
What?
That we're coming out of the winter months, treadmills and all kinds of stuff are for sale, and tillers, garden tillers and stuff are for sale now. Mm-hmm. We're going into our garden season.
Yep. My mother has already started planting flowers like crazy.
Yeah. I got to finish up today. I hope I get rained out though. Well, in the studio with us today from American Farmers and Ranchers Co-op is Mr. Brent Brewer, and Terrell Coffee is coming in here, and we've been talking about mental health with farmers and ranchers and ag-related people, and it's eye-opening what she's talking about, you know, things to look for with people and stuff like that. And just, you know, you was talking about veterans earlier, and here's the deal with me is when I went to Desert Storm in Iraq in the first war, it wasn't whether I was over there causing death or not. That wasn't an issue. But what was happening at home? First of all, the cooking over there sucked, and we were eating MREs every day, and because we're out in the middle of the desert, the supply chain, they brought chicken out there across there in a truck one day all the way into Iraq for us, for our cooks to cook, and it was in a non-refrigerated truck, so I just stayed with my MREs. I wasn't getting into that deal. And but what was at home was bothering me more than anything. My wife then and my three kids that were from 4 to 8 years old living out on the farm here in Custer County, home alone. The kids were, you know, Mandy was showing hogs in FFA, and I missed some of that. And my youngest daughter, she was just started school. I got to miss that. It bothered the hell out of me. I'm going to tell you that. It bothered me. And that was more hard on me than anything. So there you have it.
Well, I mean, you seem to have recovered from that in doing what you do. The one thing that we have to do, you know, I have to find when I have someone call me. And by the way, I'm hooked in now with Oklahoma Mental Health. And that's we have a new number, 988. It saves the EMTs and the sheriffs. The fire departments have to go. If you've got a mental health issue and you're feeling bad enough to harm yourself, if you dial or text 988, I'm on their list. And Terrell doesn't know it yet, but he's on the list. And so if you get a phone call, it's my fault, Terrell. But,
so 988.
988, and you just tell them you're a farmer and a rancher and you want to talk to the guy, and they'll know to put it through to me. They get a lot of phone calls a day, but a lot of them aren't as bad as farmers, because when a farmer decides he wants to harm himself, he's pretty well set his mind to it.
Right.
He's at the end of his rope. And, ironically, farmers, the most route they take out is with a gun. And I've been up against that, you know, having to get a guy to put a gun down. Women, however, they want to take pills. That's their way out. It's not as painful, and a lot of times if they're on prescription drugs, all they do is just load up on them, and it's their demise. Fortunately, anybody that's ever called me, I've never had any problem with, so it's been really great to have. But 988's a good number to call. They will help you and assist you. They're real professionals. We're just kind of like EMTs, Terrell and I. Get a hold of the people when they call or if we see something. I can tell you, you want to watch yourself, diagnose yourself if you can. If you're feeling blue, you're feeling depressed, you don't want to get out of the chair, you don't want to do anything. You mentioned PTSD. You know, you see a lot of guys that are veterans with dogs.
Yeah,
have you ever taken your blood pressure and seen what it is?
And then
go pet the dog. They go pet the dog and come back and take your blood pressure.
I have not, but I'm going to.
You do that now. You know, I've got one of those that's automatic.
Right.
And I do take a blood pressure pill, and I fooled around with it because I wanted to prove myself. And I've got what they call a canine dog. She's a rescue dog from Canaanite. And she is pretty well my wife's dog, even though it was my birthday present.
Miss Doggy over here.
Poppy will, she's very good. In fact, when we work cattle, my wife would rather work with Poppy than me.
Sounds like me.
And it's probably better for both of our blood pressures because Poppy doesn't know that. She's going to get her feelings hurt.
Well, the music's playing. I mean, it's spam. This hour goes by fast. Well, gentlemen, 988. It don't get any easier now.
No, it doesn't get any easier.
Brent and Terrell, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing some of the stuff you shared with us today.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
It's the Day in Ag with Jill and Jimmy. God bless. See you tomorrow.